the ambrosial song of the beautiful Lord, Sri Krishna. Chapter 15 of the Bhagavad Gita. The Supreme Person, Purushottam Yoga. The One Absolute Truth, realized in eternal, divine, human-like form. Shri Bhagavan Uvacha. The Blessed Lord Sri Krishna said, Arjuna, the scriptures speak of an eternal banyan tree, which has its roots above and its branches below. The leaves of this tree are the sacred Vedic hymns. One who understands this tree is a true knower of the Vedas. The branches of this tree expansively outspread below and above, nurtured by the qualities of material nature. Its buds are the objects of the senses, and some of its roots also extend downward, provoking activity in the world of humans. The actual form of this tree is not perceivable here in this world, nor is its beginning, end, source of sustenance. But the roots of this fully developed banyan tree can be severed by the powerful acts of non-attachment. Then that place is to be sought wherefrom those who have gone do not again return. With the prayer, I take shelter of Him, the original, supreme person, from whom all activity has flowed forth since time immemorial. Nirvana moha chitta sangha dosha adyatmanitya vinivrittikama tvandvair vimukta sukha dukkha samgher gacchantya mudha paramavyayam tat. Devoid of pride, arrogance, and deception, with lust banished and the evils of material attachment conquered, ever focused on the super soul, and freed from the dualities known as pleasure and pain, those who are undiluted attain to that eternal abode. Na tad basayate suryo na shashanko na pavakaha yad gatva na nivartante tad dama paramam mama. Neither the sun nor the moon nor flames illuminate that place. Wherefrom those who have gone do not again return. That is my self, luminous, supreme abode. Mamevam sho jiva loke jiva bhuta sanatanaha manashastrani indrani prakriti stanikarshati. When an eternal fragmental part of me, by his free will, draws to himself the senses abiding in material nature, including the sixth one, the mind, he then becomes conditioned to adapt accordingly in the world of materially conditioned beings. Upon acquiring a material body, as well as when departing from one, the conditioned soul carries his mind and subtle senses along with him as he travels, just as the wind carries aromas from their source. In this way, presiding over the senses of hearing, sight, touch, taste, smell, and the mind, the individual soul has an experience of enjoying a dream world of sense objects. Those who are deluded cannot perceive the soul, whether he is departing from, remaining within, or experiencing the world of material illusion. Yet those endowed with the eyes of wisdom can see him. Pashyanti Gyan Chakshusha. The yogis striving for enlightenment can perceive this soul situated within themselves. Yet those who are undisciplined or who are not contemplative are not able to see him, even when struggling to do so. The radiant light of the sun, which illuminates the entire universe, the brilliant glow emanating from the moon, and the luminous flames summoned from fire, know the splendor of all these to be mine. Entering the earth, I sustain all beings by my potency, and becoming the moon, I cause all the world's vegetation to blossom with favorable juices. O Shri Sarva, Somo Bhutva Rasatmaka. Aham Vaishwanaro Bhutva Praninam Deham Ashritaha Pranapana Samayukta Pancham Yanam Chaturvidam. Entering the bodies of all living beings, becoming the digestive fire, and conjoining the incoming and outgoing life airs, I digest the four kinds of food. Savasya chaham ridisan nivishto matasam ritir kyanam apohanam cha vedaischa saveraham eva vedyo vedanta kridveda vedeva chaham. I am seated in the heart of everyone, and from me come memory and wisdom, as well as their withdrawal. I alone am to be known within all the Vedas. I am the author of Vedant. And indeed, I am the only true knower of the Vedas. Two types of beings reside in this world, the perishable and the imperishable. All beings here are certainly perishable, yet one who is firmly established in union with the Supreme, above the reach of material influence, is called imperishable. But higher than these two is another personality called the Supreme Soul, Paramatma. He is the eternal Lord himself, Ishvara, who enters the three worlds and sustains them. Since I transcend the perishable and am even higher than the imperishable, I am therefore celebrated both in the world and in the Vedas as that Supreme Person. One who, thus undiluted, knows me as the Supreme Person, knows everything, O Arjuna, and he worships me with every aspect of his being. Iti guyattamam shastram iramuktam mayanaga etad buddhva buddhimansyat krita kirtyas chabharata. Thus the foremost secret of the scriptures has now been disclosed by me, O sinless one. Whoever understands this will become enlightened, and his entire life's duties will have been perfectly performed. Thus ends the 15th chapter, Srimad Bhagavad Gita, Purushottam Yoga, the Supreme Truth, the Absolute Truth realized in his eternal, divine, human-like form.